You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. When NASA's New Horizons spacecraft launched in January 2006, its mission was to explore the planet Pluto. But Pluto is more than 3 billion miles from Earth, and while the spacecraft was making the trip, the International Astronomical Union stripped the celestial body of its planetary status, so when New Horizons makes it there, it's actually going to be exploring the dwarf planet Pluto. The spacecraft has spent much of the journey in sleep mode. Tomorrow, NASA is set to wake it up. And Hal Weaver is project scientist for the mission, run from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel. Welcome, Hal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So planet or dwarf planet, we don't really know that much about Pluto because it's so far out. What do we know?
Yeah, well, you know, Pluto is just a little blob of, you know, a very pixelated blob of light as observed from the highest resolution telescopes from Earth, for example, the Hubble Space Telescope. But it is a very interesting object. It's the first example of an object that we've seen in the so-called Kuiper Belt, this newly discovered region surrounding the solar system, you know, out beyond the orbit of Neptune.
The orbit's really weird. It even is inside Neptune's orbit sometimes.
Sometimes it passes inside of Neptune's orbit, and this has what we call eccentricity in its orbit. It actually has a significant eccentricity, about a quarter, so it actually goes to within Neptune's orbit to about 29 astronomical units from the sun, and it goes all the way out to 48 astronomical units away from the sun. So it's also, you know, inclined by about 17 degrees, but it's actually just an example, you know, the best known example of a whole, you know, bunch of objects out there, probably the most populated region in the solar system. And we didn't even know that until the 1990s.
And that's the Kuiper Belt. Everybody knows about the asteroid belt with a whole bunch of rocks in between Mars and Jupiter. The Kuiper Belt, a whole bunch of other objects out past Neptune. Pluto is one of them. And it's because of the discovery of other objects, at least one in the Kuiper Belt that's bigger than Pluto, that we decided to downgrade it from a planet to a dwarf planet.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, we basically, there is a consensus that Pluto is called a dwarf planet, but it has the word planet in it, you know, and then from the perspective of most planetary scientists, we actually still would categorize it as a planet. It's has enough mass that it's been molded on into by its own gravity into an almost perfect sphere, and that constitutes what most of the planetary science community would think of as a geophysical definition for a planet. But the astronomers out there, the ones who classify galaxies and stars and so forth, you know, they added an additional requirement about clearing out its neighborhood, and Pluto being relatively close to Neptune couldn't do that. But if you put the Earth out in Neptune's orbit, I mean, don't consider the Earth a planet? It didn't make a lot of sense to most planetary scientists. So, you know, we're still insisting that Pluto is a planet. We're happy to, you know, perfectly happy to call it a dwarf planet. After all, our sun is a dwarf star. It's not really so terrible.
So wait, you're leading the mission to Pluto, and you're going to call it a planet no matter what?
Hey, we're going to show you the first pictures, and you'll see. Pluto is a planet.
The Pluto system is a really weird one. We know that it's got at least 5 moons. It might have a ring system. And because of the way it's set up, Pluto actually is sort of orbiting a little bit of nothing inside that system.
Yeah, amazing thing about the Pluto system is that it's actually the only example we know of in our solar system that's a binary planet system. Its largest moon, Charon, is about half the size of Pluto. So the center of mass of the system, if you think of a dumbbell type of system, is actually outside of Pluto's, you know, surface. And that's the only example of that. So both Pluto and Charon are rotating about their common center of mass, which is in between the two objects. So that's really cool. But in addition, it's like we have a whole mini solar system, you know, with six objects, at least six objects. We probably will discover some more as we go through the Pluto system.
And many of these we've only discovered over the last decade or so. So what we're going to start seeing as the New Horizons spacecraft wakes up is stuff we've never seen before and stuff that's going to be really neat to see.
Well, this is a mission that you can't say been there, done that.
No.
We've never been to the Kuiper Belt to observe the objects there in situ.
This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner, speaking with Hal Weaver, project scientist for the New Horizons mission, which will soon be absorbing the planet Pluto, or the dwarf planet Pluto, however you prefer to call it. As I mentioned, you're turning the spacecraft on tomorrow. It's been asleep for a while. It's so far out that it's going to take hours for you to even find out that it's been turned on, right?
4.5 hours. If you had a light bulb, you know, a flashlight out at the New Horizons spacecraft and turned it towards the Earth, it would take the light 4.5 hours to reach the Earth. I mean, that's how far away it is. You know, it takes about 5 minutes for light to go from the sun to the Earth. So it's so far out there. This is a, we're waking it up for the last time. I mean, we've done it about, coming out of hibernation about 18 times. This will be the 18th time, so we're confident that it's going to happen, but this is the most important one because it's...
If it doesn't, then what else can you do?
Well, this is the big show, the Pluto encounter year. We're going to turn this thing on. We've been waiting for 9 years. You know, it's ready to go. We've done a lot of planning ahead of time. You know, we're confident that this is going to, you know, that we'll hear from the spacecraft on Saturday night between 9:30 and 10 p.m. telling us it's raring to go.
Yeah, and the observations don't really begin in earnest until next year. What will it be learning?
Yeah, so the most basic questions that you can ask are the things that we'll be addressing as the New Horizons spacecraft flies by. Well, what does Pluto really look like? I mean, even in the best Hubble images now, it's just 5 pixels across. You can tell already that Pluto has a lot of brightness variation across its surface just by looking at those pixelated views, but we want to know why. We think that there are these very exotic, highly reflected snows on a portion of Pluto.
What would the snow be made of?
Well, it's made of condensed molecular nitrogen, and also methane ice and carbon monoxide ice. At least we know about those things. And we have snowflakes probably coming down on some portions of Pluto, and then other portions we think are very much darker and redder, probably organic material. And we're going to basically try and diagnose, you know, all of those things as we fly by.
And you are going to fly by. You won't be able to orbit Pluto because there's just no way to stop the spacecraft given its speed now. But you'll be headed out deeper into the Kuiper Belt to find out more stuff.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is the first reconnaissance of the Kuiper Belt. We're going to hit Pluto, and fortunately, we get, you know, 6 for the price of 1, you know, basically, as we fly through the Pluto system. And if everything is still working well, we hope to be able to encounter a couple of more Kuiper Belt objects to fly by at least one of them, and then have relatively close encounters with probably a dozen others or so that you can observe better from New Horizons than you can from the Earth. And you know, look, for example, for binary systems among those small Kuiper Belt objects. And these are looking at a different category of Kuiper Belt objects than Pluto and Charon. Pluto and Charon and the Pluto system, they're what we call Plutinos. They're in an orbital resonance with Neptune. But there's a whole other category of objects, and one of the ones we would like to target has been closer to the plane of the solar system, probably formed in situ where it currently lies, and that's what we would also like to have a chance to observe.
Hal Weaver is a scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel. He'll be on pins and needles till tomorrow night when we find out if the New Horizons spacecraft turns back on, and then we'll have a lot to do in the coming months as it sends information about the planet or dwarf planet Pluto back to Earth. Thank you so much for joining us, Hal. Best of luck.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
We've got more information about the mission on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Stay tuned to WYPR.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy.
We have production help from
Connor Grant,
Payam Agagasa,
and Elizabeth Sherwood.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
On this day in Maryland history, in 1775, the colony of Maryland got its first post office. It was in Annapolis. I'm Sheila Cast. We're back Monday. Hope you will be, too.